Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him.
Do you know at what historic moment this hymn was played? August 10, 1941. Two famous men met to join forces against Hitler in World War II. Who were these men? Franklin D. Roosevelt, the President of the United States, and Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. They both met on the deck of a British battleship to sign the Atlantic Charter, a historic document that stated that these two countries would work together to fight against Hitler. For their church service, they chose three hymns that all the sailors would sing, and one of those hymns was Onward, Christian Soldiers. In fact, Churchill shared with the British people in a broadcast. Here's what he said. We sang Onward, Christian Soldiers, and indeed, I felt that this was no vain presumption, but that we had the right to feel that we were serving a cause for the sake of which a trumpet had sounded from on high.
And girls, we're continuing the story about Paul. He was warned that the Jews were plotting against him. So what did he decide to do? He decided to return to Jerusalem a different way. Did those Jews stop him? No, they just redirected his route. Well, we're going to continue following Paul on his journey. But first, let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, send us your Spirit to lead us and guide us, to help us to understand what we read from your word. Thank you for your love. Amen. When Paul got the warning that his enemies were planning to kill him, what did he do? He changed his travel plans. Have you ever had to change your travel plans? Maybe there was a big storm as you were going across the country. There have been many times around Christmas time when my family would travel from Michigan to California to see family. And there have been many times where storms, huge winter storms, have gone across the United States and made it so that landing a plane or taking off a plane is impossible. So then it gets delayed and it gets delayed. And there have been times where we were delayed 3 to 5 days before we could finally get to where we needed to go. Well, Paul wasn't delayed by the weather, and he didn't change his plans because of the weather. No, he changed his plans because of the plottings of the Jews. So he and his friends went back through Macedonia. When they got to Philippi, Paul and Luke stayed there several days while their friends went on. They would meet in Troas later. Oh, Paul was so glad that he and Luke could stop for a while at Philippi. Of the many churches that Paul had started, the Christians in Philippi were the most loving and the most loyal. And, oh, they were so glad to see Paul. You know, Paul and Luke, they spent 8 happy days there with the Christians in Philippi. So they stayed 8 days there. How long is a week? A week is 7 days, so this was 1 day more than a week. So they stayed 8 days there with the Christians in Philippi, and then they walked about 10 miles to where they could get on a ship. Wow, that's a little bit of a walk. They probably did it in a couple hours. But they got to a place where they could get on the ship, and after 5 days, they landed in Troas, where they met up with their friends who had gone on ahead of them. So, let's find out what the Bible says about how long they stayed in Troas. We're going to look at Acts chapter 20. We found it last time. We're going to find it again today, Acts chapter 20, but this time we're going to read verse 6. Acts chapter 20, verse 6. Acts is right before Romans. Who wrote the book of Acts? Do you remember? Luke did. Dr. Luke. He wrote the book of Luke and he wrote the book of Acts, which is pretty neat as he was traveling around with Paul and seeing the things that were happening and writing them down. He was able to compile all these stories for the book of Acts. Acts chapter 20. Once you find chapter 20, then look down for those little numbers. We're looking for verse 6. Acts chapter 20, verse 6. If you need more time, press pause, and when you're ready, press play again. Let's see what that says.
But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and 5 days joined them at Troas, where we stayed 7 days.
So how long were they staying in Troas now? A week. You're right, 7 days. The night before Paul left Troas, he met with the Christians there one more time. He wanted to make sure that he had left them with all the information that they needed to know, with all the wisdom and the counsel that he could give them. He wanted to make sure that they knew and they trusted and they had a firm foundation in Jesus. Well, their meeting room was on the 3rd floor of a building. There were many lamps burning to give them light because it was at night. And as Paul was preaching, one of the young men named Eutychus sat in one of the open windows. Now remember, this is at night, and many of these people are hardworking people. They might have been working out in the fields. They might have been working in the shops in town. They might have been running errands. We don't know. But there was a young man named Eutychus. Can you say Eutychus? Eutychus. And he sat in the open window. Maybe there weren't enough stools or chairs or cushions to sit on. Or maybe if he's like me, he just kind of wants a little more space and to just sit in the open window where you can feel that cool evening breeze. He sat there and after a while, he began to get sleepy. I don't know if you've ever looked around in church when the pastor is preaching, but sometimes you'll see people who are sleeping. It's that lulling of the voice, the talking, and it just kind of lulls people to sleep. Like when my husband, when he's talking at night, as we're laying in bed, oftentimes he'll be talking away to me and I'll get sleepier and sleepier and the sound of his voice just lulls me to sleep. Well, that was what was happening to Eutychus. Paul was preaching, he was sharing, and as the evening wore on, Eutychus was getting drowsy. Maybe he rubbed his eyes. Maybe he tried to stay awake. How do you try to stay awake? Maybe by standing up. When my dad gets sleepy in church, he'll often stand up in the back so that at least he won't go to sleep, because you can't go to sleep standing up or you would fall over, and that's not going to happen. This young man, though, he didn't stand up when he got sleepy. Finally, what happened? Let's look at verses 7, 8, and 9. We're going to read Acts chapter 20, verse 7, 8, and 9. Let's see what happened. This is pretty crazy what happened.
Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. There are many lamps in the upper room where they were gathered together, and in a window sat a certain young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep, and as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead.
So at first, maybe he was just kind of, you know, his eyes, trying to keep his eyes awake, or his head jerking. But he fell into, the Bible says, a what? A deep sleep. He was sinking into this deep sleep. And what happened? He was overcome, and he fell down from the third story, and he died. Oh, no. That's terrible. He had fallen from a long ways. People rushed down to help him. But he's dead. And we'll have to find out what happens next time. Before we go, though, let's bow our heads and close in prayer. Lord, thank you for your Bible. Thank you for your love and your care. Thank you for the story about Eutychus. And help us to trust and rely on you just as Paul did. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Psalm 46:1.
Moms and dads, have your kids been enjoying the Seed Pod? Oh, we love putting these programs together for you, and we're praying that it is a huge blessing in your home. Although this program is free, there are still expenses and costs to recording and producing them. We are asking if you would prayerfully consider financially supporting our ministry, Starting with Jesus. If you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would consider partnering with us through ongoing monthly support, we would be eternally grateful. Either way, you can make a tax-deductible donation on our website, startingwithjesus.com/donation. That's startingwithjesus.com/donation. You can help us encourage our young ones to start each and every day with Jesus.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.